Just one halakha that might be applicable this year, being that Tisha B'Av falls out on a Motzei Shabbat. The halakha does say that while we do make Borei Me'oreh HaEsh on Motzei Shabbat, so we can benefit from the light, but we do not make Havdalah until Motzei Tisha B'Av. And the custom is that when we make the Havdalah on Motzei Tisha B'Av, we don't say all the Pesukim of Rishon Lezion and Einam, etc. We just say Kosh Yishuot Esa, Borei Pri Yagefen, and Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Tehol. There is no Besamim on Motzei Tisha B'Av. There's no Berkat Besamim. It's not proper to smell the Besamim on Tisha B'Av. And once already you're not making it on Tisha B'Av, there's no need to make it on Motzei. Our question today is, let's say there's a sick person or somebody that has a heter to eat on Tisha B'Av. Do they have to make Havdalah before they eat? Because the halakha does say you can't eat before you make Havdalah. So the poskim clearly bring down that if somebody wants to eat on Tisha B'Av, that he has a heter, of course we're not discussing the heterim today, he absolutely must make Havdalah ala kos in order to allow him to eat. So now the question is, can he make the Havdalah on a cup of wine? The Gemara says that anybody that drinks wine and eats meat on Tisha B'Av, on him the Pasuk says, Vatehi avonotam al atzmotam. No alechem. The Gemara says very strong Pesukim about somebody that drinks wine on Tisha B'Av. So they asked this question to Rav Eliyashiv based on this Gemara, and he said, you're right. That's why you shouldn't use wine and this Havdalah. You should use grape juice. And that's really the opinion as well of the Kaf HaHaim Sofer in Taf Nun Vav, Sif Katan Tet, that says anybody that's making Havdalah on the day of Tisha B'Av itself, he says you should use Hamar Medina, use beer or something like that, in order not to have wine on the actual day itself. Hacham Ovadia, it seems, went back and forth on this. In Yehaveh Da'at, in Chelek Gimal, in Teshuvah Mem, Hacham Ovadia says that it's better that you shouldn't drink wine, and he says you should give it to a katan. You should make the Havdalah, give it to somebody else to drink. But in Hazor Ovadia, in the laws of Taniyot, he said the Pasuk that we just quoted was not talking about Tzorech Mitzvah. It was talking about somebody that drinks wine for pleasure. But in the case of Tzorech Mitzvah, it's permissible. And therefore, in the latest book, he says it's permissible to make the Kiddush, the Havdalah, on wine and drink it itself. And that's the opinion, really, of the Knesset HaGedolah as well. So this post came back and forth. In the conclusion, by making it on grape juice, it seems you find a middle road according to all the opinions. Whether it's according to the Yeshiva or Chabad Vadia, would say, of course you can make it on wine. So you get the Gefen, and you get the wine, and just from a practical standpoint, it's easier to drink a Melod Lugmav of wine, especially on an empty stomach, than it might be of grape juice, I mean, than of wine. So for the halakha, he writes in the sefer over here, Cholei ha'ochel b'tisha be'av, imhal liyot b'chad b'shabbat, kodem achilato sarik lehavdil al hakos, ki halakha ravachat, she'asur le'echol v'leshtot kodem avdala al hakos, v'yesh lo lecholei lehavdil al kos yain o mitz anavim, v'yeshte me'hakos kemlo lugmav, ki eno mitkavel neshtot yain leta'anug, elo letzorech kiyum ha'mitzvah. ורשאי החולה המבדיל בתשעה באב להוציא בהבדלה שלו את כל בני ביתו ידי חובת ההבדלה. He can even fulfill the obligation of others, which we'll discuss at another time.